It was more uncouth than Gears, if that's possible.
It was what?
It's more what? Uncouth. Don't get all fancy with us, Napo, using snowing. Your...
I'm sorry that I'm so garrulous. What do you want from me?
Stop using your big words.
I'm sorry that I'm waiting. I'm
trying to tone down the volubility, guys. I'm sorry.
Welcome to Perfectly Sane Show, episode 28, not episode 35. I am Chris Scott. I am joined by El Jefe.
Hola.
Tony.
That man is not Spanish.
Not at all. He is the Jeff, though.
That's true.
He is. Nipple out and all.
Tony and Fozzie.
2 weeks, doggies.
Yeah, 2 weeks away.
Oh, my God.
This time in 2 weeks, we will be drinking a lot.
Yeah. Sweet.
Together.
Oh, it's 10:52.
Together, right. We said it separately.
Yeah. Not that drinking a lot is different for us, but we'll just be doing it together.
We'll go, like, head first into Jeff's stomach and just fucking destroy him.
Yeah, why do we want to destroy Jeff?
Just gonna blow him up into particles, all sorts of good stuff. Before playing this out, Jeffrey, he can't get away from it.
Wow. Fozzie's planning your death. How do you feel
planted
about
planted your demise.
We'll do it.
It's alright. He has to escape from Pittsburgh first, so.
That is true.
Can't even get to Boston.
Oh, holy shit, I made this drink strong.
Holy cannoli. You gotta speak Spanish the whole episode, by the way.
El Jefe gets his drink.
I don't think cannolis are Spanish. I'm just gonna throw that out there. I think they're Italian.
Fozzie.
Holy burrito. What's up, Chris?
It's been a big week for shooters, so why don't you tell us about Cannoli 3?
Cannoli 3. So far, I'm really enjoying it. One of my main concerns from the second one was that, it's kind of minor spoilers, I guess, is that the fact that Vasari died, how would they... I thought that he was one of the better bad guys in
the He was
in
the only game. Character in the entire game. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, but I thought that...
Pretty much.
I thought that Brian did a very good... job of animating him, like giving him life, and I thought that, you know, he was a fantastic bad guy, and the fact to see him like die in the second one, I was a little skeptical about how they're going to come back with it. But I gotta say, I'm about maybe 4 hours into the campaign, but I love the relationship that the Admiral and Stahl have. And Stahl's basically he's the weapons provider of the Hellgas army. He develops all the new technology. I mean, they need him for this war, so he has basically risen in power with that. And the Admiral is basically, he commands the Navy, and he's hot shit. Like, he's the top ranking officer. So, I mean, it's kind of cool to see, you know, how Stahl is trying to get... He's trying to become the new leader, apparently. But the Admiral, he already has that position. So I think it's really cool to see them two, you know, butt heads together. So
yeah, but that's all kind of side story stuff, right? It's like we're still playing as Sev, still hanging out with asshole Rico.
Right, right.
That's still the main story here.
Yeah.
So all the good characters are still the villains. That hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that, I mean, they really, I've almost wished that I could play more of the villain, or at least have longer cutscenes, because I want to hear, you know, more. Like, I like the story of the Hellgas more than I do of Sev and all them. Right now, they're kind of just stuck on a planet just trying to get out. So,
yeah. Then you're 4 hours in, right?
I'm 4 hours in. So, I mean, it's I'm not disappointed by the game so far. I still think it's phenomenal. But I would like to see, I guess, more of the Hellgas, the story, and hopefully it'll expand. But, I mean, my friend Dylan, he just beat in. He said it was great. So, I have faith.
Have you played any of the multiplayer yet?
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys the same thing. I've only played about half an hour or so in it. And like the first one, it has a very steep learning curve, I think. It's got a couple game modes that you don't really play. And other ones, like, I love Assassination. That's a fun one to play. But, I mean, still, the party, the whole, like, clan system, I still don't like. And I hate not having party chat. It makes everything such just a fucking hassle. So,
yeah, it's weird going in and playing Killzone 3 and like just hearing it pretty much be silent. Like there's no conversations between teammates because nobody has a headset.
It's very team based. I mean, it kind of follows the Battlefield Bad Company multiplayer, and like, you know, you have like the spawn points, and then you also have a medic, and you have like, you know, every person contributes. So it's very, like, you need a headset, but no one has it, so, I mean, it sucks.
Yeah, it seems to be, like, a weird hybrid of, like, Call of Duty and the way that the game, like, the speed of the game, and, and then, like, Battlefield and the way how everything is kind of organized, and, I mean, even down to the medals and stuff you earn, it's very much, like, Bad Company 2-ish.
Right, and, right.
In that way, but it's, I mean, if you only have a PS3, it's probably the best shooter out there right now.
It's not like it's a bad thing to be compared to that.
No. What the? Jeff is moaning.
I wonder why Jeff was calling for about 5 minutes.
So Jeff, you haven't played the actual game yet, but you played a little bit of the single player demo.
Well, I don't know if we should say yet because I'm not going to play the full game. Okay. But I played the single. Well, I played some of the single player demo. I don't know. I just don't care for it. I can't really explain why. It's not like it doesn't seem bad, you know?
Just not for you.
Like, I only played the demo of the second one, and I didn't like the controls. And I didn't like the controls here, but then someone told me you could change it to Call of Duty. Like, basically, right. Controls. And I did that, and it was, you know, a little more comfortable, but then I was like, why am I playing a shooter on PS3? So I don't know. I don't care. I can't really say anything bad about it. I mean,
what is going on? Why is this in my hand right now?
Yeah.
What is this DualShock 3 thing? This is only good for sports games and and platformers starring
God of War.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like PlayStation has very specific strengths. I wouldn't say shooters are one of them.
No, but you're playing one of their strengths right now, right?
Yeah, I would say it's one of their best games, man. It's what is it? Ratchet and Clank Future.
What am I playing? It's good. I don't remember what it is.
I'm playing it as we speak. I don't know what the hell it is, but
you're playing Ratchet and Clank Crack in Time, right?
Yeah. Man, it's freaking awesome. I never played a Ratchet. Well, I have played parts of Tools of Destruction before. That's it. And this game is freaking amazing, though, man. Really fun. And pretty.
You call me a little man?
Did I?
Don't all women call you a little man?
Little man. Little man Tate.
That's scary. Anyways, continue.
Little man Fozzie.
I don't know. What was I? Was I saying something?
You're talking about Ratchet and Clank.
I really like Ratchet.
Yeah, I like it. Do you guys like it? You want to join me in my...
I haven't played it either.
So,
Crack in Time's great. I love the Ratchet series, though, so...
Oh man, I'm gonna play them all. I want them to come out with like a collection of all of them. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I would love to have all four of the PlayStation 2 games in one spot.
Mm. Fuck yeah, dude.
That'd be beautiful.
Although I'm at this part now where these little bugs, and they're fucking supposed to be afraid of water, but there's no water. Oh, fuck, and they just kill you instantly, little fuckers.
You see, this is how committed Jeff is to gaming and to our podcast, is that he needs to know about the latest games so much that he plays them during the podcast. So, right. You know you're getting the
And he plays them 2 years later.
You're getting the freshest updates in the game, just in case you want to know about games that were from 2009, gentlemen and ladies. Out there.
So, Fozzie, speaking of old games, you've been playing an old game, right? Hey,
yeah, it's about, 20 years old, 30 years old, whatever, before I was born.
I don't think it's that.
No. No, but I've actually been playing Final Fantasy VIII again. It's just one of those games where I was on the PS3, I didn't really feel like playing Killzone at the time, I was getting frustrated with it. And I said to myself, I was like, fuck it, I want to play some Final Fantasy VIII right now. And, I mean, I'm not very far. I just, I'm on the beach scene with the spider and everything, and I hate that fucking spider, dude. I wish I could just kill it, like, the first time, but no, you gotta, like, fight it 20 million times. But I'm just, now, like, in my head, it brings back good memories of all the things I'm about to encounter and everything, so we'll see. It's kind of just more of a, I'm really bored, I have nothing else to play, so I'll play this for half an hour.
So you're playing it on your TV, though?
Yeah, not on the PSP or anything. Yeah. That would be troublesome. But I don't know. People always, they hated the junction system. I didn't really mind it all that much. It is a bit confusing, though, but I still think it was great.
I think 8 is my least favorite of the PlayStation era Final Fantasies.
That's just
me. I mean, I enjoyed it. I liked it. It wasn't like I was like, I hate this game. It sucks. Like, I liked it.
Final Fantasy 13?
That game is terrible.
I don't hate that game either, but I've only played 5 hours of it, so.
Oh, dear. Jeff, talk to your man.
What'd I do?
I like putting him on the spot. Anyways, go ahead.
So, let's see. Dragon Age 2 demo came out this week.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys tell me about it? Because I have not played it.
It's basically the opening to the game, like the initial sequence. Right.
Okay.
And then one mid-game mission after that. So you get a pretty good taste. It's really long. It's probably about 45 minutes long if you play through the whole thing.
Yeah.
It
was actually pretty cool. I did like the kind of the storytelling behind it, and at first he like over exaggerates and stuff, and then he gives you all like the badass powers, just a taste of what your guy would look like when he's leveled up. And then it's kind of he tones it back down, and then you meet up with a couple other characters. I did like the dialogue though, because it's kind of different this time around. Like when you go up or down to choose the options, it gives you a little centerpiece thing, and it's not exactly good, bad, evil. It's kind of good, like neutral and then evil. It's kind of more, you have like sometimes you'll have good, and then sometimes you'll have joking, and then sometimes you'll have compassionate.
Like a...
It's weird.
It's closer. The first game had like a bunch of like text-based choices that were exactly what you were going to say, and this is more the Mass Effect 2 style.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I kind of like it. I kind of think that, you don't have to read as much. You're kind of just, it's just like Mass Effect in that way. It does have, in general, it has a very Mass Effect feel to it, I think. Just the wheel and everything. I know that was in there before, but I don't know. It feels more fast-paced like Mass Effect.
So, how is the combat?
Much improved.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Before it was where you gave your person like an attack order, and now it's if you push A, you attack. Like you swing your sword.
Exactly. It's like hack and slash. Right.
It's not quite like an action RPG ish. Like it's not God of War by any means, but It's definitely better than it was before.
So it's more fast paced.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I like that. I thought that the flow felt a lot, a lot better and
so much better.
Yeah, so I'm actually looking forward to it. I don't know if it's pushed me over to the buying section, like the buying category, but I'll definitely rent it. I'll put a lot of fucking hours into it, I'll tell you that much. A lot more than I did with the first one.
Yeah, I think if I did buy it, which I'm not sure, probably not, but if I did, I think I'd really get into it and waste a lot of time on it.
Just to give me a taste of, yeah, no, that's true, but if only just to, like, go down to Elder Scrolls.
So. Yeah, I hated, right? That's all I would be for. And I hated the first one, but.
Yeah, I did too. So, it could be like Assassin's Creed, like, where I hated the first one, but I really enjoyed the second one. So, I mean, it's, I'm not sure. We'll just have to wait and see. Maybe.
Sure. You got 8 months between Dragon Age 2 and Skyrim, so.
And during the summertime, it's usually dead. That's where I do my backlog, so maybe I'll pick it up when it's like $40 or $30.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I think I'm going to do the same thing, Fozzie.
I have it pre-ordered. I'll be there day one.
Nice.
Good, then you can tell us all about it day one.
Oh, I will, believe me.
We'll be playing it while we're doing the podcast, just like Jeff, because that's how
fun. Hey, I'm playing NBA 2K right now.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe I just pop Killzone back in.
Well, sorry, I'll not be paying attention.
This one.
So,
can multitask. Come on. Fozzie can't, but I can.
Okay.
Tony, you played Lego Star Wars 3 as well, right?
Yes. I don't know. Have you guys played the previous Lego Star Wars games?
Games.
No, they're made for 12-year-olds.
They're a lot of fun. I really enjoy them. And this has, like, it has the separate dual screens if you're playing co-op, and it has the, like, just a lot of improvements over the previous game. And it looks so much better than the earlier Lego Star Wars games. Like, it looks infinitely better.
What? Like, it's not as bulky?
Well, everything was in, like, this Lego style. Like, the entire environments were designed in Lego, and they were just kind of bland and boring. And now they've spent a lot of time, like, building them up and making the game actually look good and look like an actual HD game. Whereas before, I mean, the difference between one Lego game and another was a per system. Like, it looked exactly the same on the Wii as it did on the 360.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
It just looks so much better now.
They were designed, like, I think the engine they were using was designed for the PS2, and they pretty much just stuck with that all the way up until probably Lego Harry Potter last year, because that looked pretty good, too.
Yeah. I'm getting close to the end of that, by the way. I've been playing that a little, too. That game's fun.
Oh, my God. You play Kirby. You play freaking Lego.
Oh, I hated Kirby, but I love Lego. Lego is awesome. Any game I can get my wife to play, come on.
Yeah, it's simple, but it's fun. Like, especially the ones that... I didn't particularly like Lego Batman all that much. But,
I think without any, like, story or framework, without any voices, it's hard to tell what's going on.
Like, but, like, definitely, like, the, I'm kind of looking forward to the Lego Pirates game that's coming out.
Yeah.
Just seeing all that stuff done, like, comedically through Legos is kind of funny.
Yeah, but you have to know the context, because if you don't know the context,
you're
lost. Like, oh, what's so funny? Why are they giggling? And
yeah, otherwise it's...
Why is he throwing a chicken there? It doesn't make any sense.
Chicken?
Cute little action game, so... So I guess that's about it for new stuff, although Fozzie would like to tell us all why Bulletstorm is like Gears without cover.
Oh, no. This is awkward. Let's see. Let's just back
I didn't say that. Except
I didn't say that I played like Gears without cover. I said that it's just very similar in a lot of aspects. You have these steroid-looking dudes that are foul-mouthed, and they're in some strange planet, and they have ridiculously crazy guns, and it's just like, it's kind of just Gears, but just with different makeup on, I guess. It's, I know the gameplay is a bit
different. Wearing makeup?
But
I don't understand.
So I don't, but I don't get that feel from it. Like, I mean, I get what you're saying. They're, you know, they're roided up, but that's kind of the Epic style of character. Like, look at Unreal.
Well, that, and that's all I'll say, like, is that I don't think that it necessarily will play like, yeah, I haven't really played enough to make that judgment call, but I'm just saying that I think it's very similar in a lot of aspects, where it doesn't feel like they really put too much time into the character, and it's just like, oh, well, let's just fucking just crap this out real quick, you know, and just make the same guy that is Marcus Fenix, except more of a smartass for this one.
I don't know.
Now, you haven't actually... played the campaign, right? I mean, we've
all four of us have just played the demo, right?
I mean,
I've heard, based on the reviews that are out there and from people that have played it, that the story actually does have some context to it. They explain like why everything is happening there, probably better than it is explained in Gears. But we'll see. I mean, I'm gonna say you're wrong at this point, but neither of us can be right since we've played it. So.
Well, thank you, Chris. I almost called you Sean because that's who was fucking on my ass all day about that shit. Well, not all day, all week. Him and Ryan were giving me so much shit on fucking Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've played Gears before, right? Like.
Yeah, I beat both of them.
I mean, and I guess that's kind of why it's, when you say it. Reminiscent of Gears, like, first thing people think of is gameplay, and it definitely doesn't play anything like.
No, yeah. Gears, like, I'm just saying, like, yeah, just I just get this Gears of War feel off of it, not necessarily the gameplay, but just overall look, I guess.
I think that's just the Epic style.
But yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, everyone's got different, so I'm not going to complain too much.
So
apparently, in Dragon Age 2, yeah, everyone's got huge tits, so you know. That hasn't changed at all in fucking BioWare.
No.
Hey, they had really small ones in the first game. They were insignificant.
Yeah, I didn't remember.
But they weren't. They were freaking balloons.
They weren't. They had, like, nothing.
Yeah,
like, she was basically wearing a tank top.
So, let's jump into some news, though. Tony, what do we got?
Oh, I don't get to make fun of Dante's Inferno.
Oh,
damn it!
Right, that was on the list. No, go ahead. Let us know about Dante's Inferno.
I finally finished Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, how about that ending boss?
Oh my god, it was terrible.
Yes.
Like the entire last like third of the game is rehashing old enemies and like
who's the ending boss?
Lucifer.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible, terrible fight that's really easy, and I don't know. It's just a waste of time. Like, my wife was watching me play, and I'm like, I'm killing all these guys, but I'm killing them by mashing the B button. That's all I'm doing, and I'm like, I am so bored. I can't believe I'm making myself finish this. The best thing about that game is that it's only 5 hours and 45 minutes long. But then again, I mean, so much of it was repetitive at that point. That was actually too long. Like, the game should have only been, like, 4 hours long.
So, for everyone else that's playing this game, probably take you about 8 to 10 hours.
Now that's a single-player-only game, right?
Yeah. No, and there's no... Wow. I mean, you could play through it again. I don't know why you would, but you could if you wanted to. It has, like, New Game Plus mode. Like, you can play through with all your upgrades and stuff. To make it even easier, so you can get through in 3 hours the next time.
Yeah, awesome. No.
Yeah, there's an upgrade in the game that makes your basic attack unblockable. Like, at that point, you're just hitting the button over and over and over again. You're not doing anything else. I was so bored. So, yeah, Dante's Inferno, don't play it. Run high.
So you're looking forward to Dante's Purgatorio, right?
You know, they could fix it. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's like, it's a beautiful, beautiful game. And I love what they've done with the actual, like, using the Inferno to create the levels and the enemies.
The environment was actually very well established, I thought.
Yeah, that's the best part of the game right there. I mean, the actual gameplay, it misses all the good elements of God of War being a God of War clone. Like, the combat is too easy. There's no, like, you don't really have to pay attention to what the enemies are doing or who the enemies are. Like, there's no depth to it. It's just mashing one button over and over and over again. Or I feel like God of War was, you had to well time your blocks and your rolls and when to do the heavy attack and when to do the light attack. Like, there's just no strategy in Dante's Inferno. It's just button mashing.
Oh, there you go.
Right up my alley.
Dante's Inferno. Fozzie's next.
Hey, if you want some easy achievement points, less than 6 hours, I got 600.
Chivos.
So I guess I head back and forth. Right.
Cheesies. Fucking Jeff, like, he just throws one word out there to make sure people still think he's here. I'm not dead yet.
I swear I'm here.
Let's do some news.
Hey, you can do the music now, Fozzie.
Breaking news.
Oh, wow. That was awful. That's just
ambulance slash
always is.
Signal.
So, guys, did you see that Skyrim trailer?
No.
I did.
To talk about this. This trailer is awesome.
I liked it.
Fucking beautiful. I mean, the graphics for a game that massive are unreal. I mean, and even how far you can see out, it's crazy.
You got to figure they're probably showing that on an optimized PC build.
Oh, it's definitely a PC build.
You think, yeah, that's probably.
Well, you guys got to ruin our hope here.
Man. I'm just saying, it's probably going to look great. I'm not, saying it's not going to look great on the 360 or the PS3.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, this
or even on like on medium settings on your computer. I'm just saying that what they showed you is probably like
top
a
notch.
Computer.
Right. But it's all good. I still don't care. I'm excited for it. And just watching that trailer, just again, it's just something that I just brought back. The good days. I remember when I first had my Xbox and I popped in Elder Scrolls 4, which I think was maybe one of the first two games I ever bought for the 360. And I spent hours. I think that's probably my most played game I've played on the Xbox. So I think that trailer alone pushed this game up to my most anticipated game of the year now.
Yeah, it was already my most anticipated game, but now I'm trying to look into time machines and like, How I can dial the clock for
starting to figure out, Hey,
just play a lot of
Dragon Age. That's a long time away. Yeah, a lot of Dragon Age.
That would be a ton of Dragon Age.
Yeah, there's some good games coming out, though. I mean, November is absolutely ridiculously stacked. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to see sunlight for a month straight. Fucking Mass Effect, this game. I mean, oh my goodness. Uncharted. Holy shit. That is three. And all of them are like the, well, not Elder Scrolls, but Uncharted and Assassin's Creed. Or not Assassin's Creed. God. Uncharted and Mass Effect. Those are both like the trilogy enders. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Modern Warfare 3 probably coming out in November.
Right.
Well.
Yeah. I can get excited for that.
If I had Skyrim, I could get to play that shit.
Jeff has this on the list for later, but Gears was announced for September, so it means Microsoft's going to have something big for November. Like they're not going to leave November out there to dry.
They actually said that today. They said, you know, more to come at E3.
Yeah. So maybe that Halo remake rumor, maybe that'll be showing up in November.
Oh man, that would be way better than.
There's way, 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 way too much shit coming out.
Even in the first half,
it's not too much. It's plenty. Nuts.
LA Noir.
Oh baby,
we should talk about that box art. I like it.
The what?
Like it a lot.
The box
art.
What?
The box art for the LA Noir. I mean, it looks pretty good.
Have you seen the new trailer for it where he's like, I don't know the names of the women that I killed. The way they look at me, the way they flinch at my touch. It's fucking awesome. I want that.
Yeah, dude. I want
like
that.
A serial killer and shit. It's fucking awesome.
That's sick.
So, all right, what's next up on news?
In Vietnam, they're banning online gaming after 10 p.m. because it interferes with productivity and ruins lives.
They're probably right.
Yeah. Still. You know, that's funny, because there, it's not a big deal, but here, people would be in uproar and be like, fuck you, 10 p.m.? Holy shit, that's when I, like, start gaming, are you kidding
right.
me? I mean, people will just, like, I mean, there you don't really, like, you don't fight it, but here people will, like, bring out their free speech fucking amendments and all that shit. And I think that's pretty funny, is that, like, they're just like, all right, fuck you guys. You're too addicted, goddammit, we're stopping you at 10. Get your ass to bed. Here, it's like, fuck off.
Worse that. Are they just going to shut off the internet or something? Like,
I know, I don't understand.
Well, it's a communist country, so they can control that sort of thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they basically just shut down the internet at 10 o'clock, or monitor who's doing it and go to your house and put you in jail.
Sir, you've been on the internet for about 5 minutes past 10, so...
And that's why they're not going to fight it. You don't open your mouth up over there.
It's bastards.
Yeah, commie bastards.
Ruining everything.
Talk about net neutrality. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Good answer there, Chris.
I don't think anyone knows. We're just against it. Or for it. Are we for it or against it? I don't remember. We're
for it.
I think they have a point in why they're doing it. I don't think they should be allowed to do it, though.
It's like they're doing it for the right reasons, but it's still very fucked up. That's like saying, all right, you can only have fast food, but only till 10 p.m. You're becoming fat asses, all of you. You need to stop. So it's like
fucking gremlins, man.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to have food afterwards, you can eat.
Don't let them eat after midnight.
That's right.
It's going to ruin lives.
What else we got?
Earlier this week, Destructoid reported that Topware, the developer of
Two Worlds 2,
was attempting to manipulate reviewers into giving its game higher scores.
Really?
And apparently in the comments to the article, one of the marketing director of Two Worlds 2 confirmed that a third game is in development.
Oh shit.
So be prepared. There's more crappy open world RPG on the way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's crappy.
I know Sean is excited.
I was gonna crack that open today and give it a shot, but I didn't.
Send it my way. I'll play it for you.
No, I'm gonna play it. I gotta get to it. Gotta work myself up. Get excited.
Get very excited.
But how long does it take you?
I don't know. It might be a while.
it's 2 minutes later. Fuck this.
It's a cool looking cover. I give it that. The case is cool.
I love the box on it, man. It's like the longest description on the back.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Damn it! I still want to see that. I still haven't been able to.
I don't know. I'm not sure I can support it now. Topware was accused of blacklisting reviewers who gave the game a low score.
Yeah, you figure. I mean, like Ubisoft has done that in the past. They basically blacklisted EGM back in the day. So
that's bullshit, dude.
Yeah, I hate it when they did that. I mean, it just says a whole lot about who really owns the industry, right? I mean, that never happens to film critics anymore.
No, it's the game industry is so reliant, like the games journalism industry, and calling it journalism is kind of ridiculous. It's more like enthusiast press. I mean, really,
sadly, you're right.
it's by fam, like the people that review games and write these articles, they're not journalists, they're fans. They're just, you know, fans that have jobs in the industry. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that happens to be what it is. And they're so reliant on any bit of news that comes out of these places to get content.
Right.
They don't do a lot of investigative journalism.
No. Not
like
cool.
Like a detective, don't break into like Microsoft, LA Noir. Breaking into Microsoft headquarters, like, this is what's coming out. Like, we found this shit out.
Yeah, there's no hard journalism coming out of any of these.
Bill Gates, like, you little fuck.
Some of them like to pretend, but I mean, a lot of it's just regurgitating PR and press releases.
That's why I usually go to Twitter, and I have no other reason to go on IGN, like, or like Destructoid or anything, because usually people will just comment on it. And if I follow them, then I basically get all the big stories I need anyways from their Twitter feed. So it's like, oh, okay, this is convenient. I don't ever go IGN.com. I click the links that the Twitter bot gives me, or I'll go on the blogs. That's pretty much it.
I just wait to see what everyone's talking about. Like,
right.
I didn't know there was a Skyrim trailer until I saw, you know, Tony talking about it today. I'm like, I better go check it out. It's probably something we want to talk about.
Right. Yeah, so.
All right.
What's going on over there, Jeff?
I'm fighting a boss. It's fucking epic.
I'm sure you are.
I just put a move on Jason Kidd. How's that? Fuck you, Kidd.
All right, so the people that aren't playing games right now.
So, what's next, Tony?
Let's see. We've got, we have to talk about the sexy new Wii Party game.
Oh, my God. We Dare.
We Dare. They put out a trailer where I think is the lead up to a porno, I think.
It's a game where you stick a Wii.
Yeah, I mean, they were totally like, they're like swingers. And, like, I didn't understand the trailer because, like, half the time, like, they were happy, then half the time, like, one of the girls was giving the other girl a death stare. I was like, are they?
No, that was not a death stare. That was a come hither look.
They're like, oh, hey, now I'm getting all fighty.
I know you don't know what that look looks like, Fozzie, but that was a come hither look.
No, there was a look, though, when, like, the dude threw his shirt at that other chick. He's like, why the fuck are you throwing your shirt at her if you throw it at me? That wasn't cool, apparently. I don't know. Anyways, yeah. What the game is trying to say is that, like, you're going to get into a threesome with this game,
or more.
Yeah, right. Apparently so. You know, you do a little spanking, and afterwards a little touching. And then, I mean, but some of those things look so stupid, like the fucking apple thing. Like, they're like nudging like the fucking remote with their nose. I'm like, this looks so embarrassing. It's like,
dude, who would actually spank each other?
I like the spanking. The spanking's not bad, but the like apple on mouth thing, I don't know. Like, maybe you could pull the apple up to see if they'll make out or something really quick without knowing. I mean, I guess that's the point of it.
Without knowing?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I hate it when I accidentally make out with people. It's awful.
Well, you know, I mean, it seems like it's, I don't know. Who's going to go into this place and buy it? Because I would laugh my ass off at them. I'm like, really? You're getting this shit?
I think you ordered that online. You can't actually go somewhere.
You order that on Amazon. Like, you don't go into
it's like,
you don't want someone to buy that.
And it comes in, like, a different package. Like, Brown. Hey, Heather's Pottery Barn or something. Like, it's like that. It's like a straight up, like, DVD porno or something. You're, like, embarrassed. You don't want the mailman to see.
The stuff that they show on screen is, it looks like Wii Party or something. It looks like really generic, like,
Right. It's like retarded. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to help anybody have group sex.
No.
Definitely not helping the Wii sales, I'll tell you that much.
It's going to help the Wii get another game that's rated like a 2.0 on Metacritic.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's made by Ubisoft. I mean, come on. I mean, this is like it's a well-respected developer, and you're coming
Ubisoft
out with
Ubisoft makes as many crappy games as they make good games, though. That's the sad part.
Hey, beyond
yeah.
Good
news. Next week.
Yeah, but
next
I think
week.
That this one, this one's like even bad for even like their standards. I mean, We Dare. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I've heard that.
This is by far.
That a move-enabled version of this game is also in development, so
Oh, you know what I'm wondering though is who's going to review it, and if they do review it, are they going to like fucking spank some of the other editors? Because I mean, if I get to choose, it's a lot of ladies.
Video
there,
review.
Yeah, exactly. And here's our lovely editor in a bikini. That's nice.
No, it'll be like Greg Miller and somebody making out with the Wii remote.
Yeah, or like Greg Miller and fucking Bromley or something. Just, oh my god. That seems like another IGN video in the making.
Oh, it has to be, right?
Oh,
they're definitely
so
doing a parody of this. They
there's
going to
be so many parodies. Yeah, I mean, this thing is going to
I'm sure it's already being filmed as we speak.
Right, exactly. Like, I mean, it just writes itself. When you just look at this, you're like, oh my god, this is... It's like a car wreck. It's so bad, but you have to like just keep staring at how much stupider these minigames get every second you watch it.
This could be the best minigame yet, though. It could be fun.
Could
what?
Be.
Yeah, are you going for like
play it by myself?
Stripper? You can play it by yourself. I'm not holding my breath on this one, so.
I think it's a day one buy. Day one buy.
All right, right next.
Get that and Bone Town. We'll put them playing both. Right.
Bone Town.
All right. What else do we have besides weird social games?
Oh, there was an update to the PlayStation 3 version of Mass Effect 2, which tipped off that DLC is incoming.
All right.
You get excited. It attached some trophies that you can't yet win.
So is this
a... What? Okay.
It's the Arrival. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Oh.
So maybe it's that Fable, the one that's going to bridge the gap between the events of 2 and 3?
Yeah, it could be the Arrival of the Reapers.
Gaps.
I guess. Who knows? There's a couple of trophies. One of them is called Covert Action, I should say. And another one is the Ultimate Sacrifice. So... could be something really exciting. Who knows?
Could be, or it could be like an arena battle.
Right, it could be something like
that.
I think they've learned their lesson after Mass Effect 1, though, with that shit, so...
Oh, one good piece of DLC and crap. That's all you got from the first game.
Yeah.
So far, it's all been quality for Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, seriously. Even the shitty ones are fantastic by DLC terms.
So you guys are pumped? You need to go back and play some more Mass Effect 2?
Of course. I need a clean playthrough of both games so I can play.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those games where I'm only maybe 2 or 3 achievements away from perfecting, but it's also one of those games where I have to redo the whole thing. Like, that's the thing I hate about achievements sometimes. It's like you have to play a game for 30 hours to get one fucking achievement. Such a fuck you, basically.
Well, that's why I don't pay attention to achievements.
Yeah. Don't like, play it for the achievement, play it.
I know, but when you're that close, you're like, fuck, man. And I can do it, but I have to play on Insanity, which would take forever.
Yeah, no,
and
I
that's
hate
the same
myself
thing with the, right? And oh my god, Insanity for the first one I tried, I gave up like after the first or second hour. I was like, fuck this. And that's also the same thing with Elder Scrolls, is that I have to do one of my, I think I have to do the Dark Brotherhood or whatever that was.
Oh yeah, that one when you assassinate people. I love
exactly.
That.
Exactly. I have to do that storyline still, which isn't nearly as bad though. I could do that probably in a few hours, but still.
All right, so more Mass Effect coming.
Got to get excited.
Yes.
What else we got?
The last piece of news I have is Sony has declared war on hackers to the point now where in Germany they sent a bunch of police to a hacker's home and took all of his stuff. they have formed a massive legal team in order to... oversee a bunch of anti-privacy or piracy lawsuits. And to provide support to more law enforcement actions. So the brown shirts have arrived, and they're taking your PS3s. Enjoy.
In Germany.
This is just the starting of fucking Nazi Germany game revived again.
I just think it's funny that they removed the other operating system feature from the PS3 because they were afraid of hacking, and now it's getting hacked more than ever.
And I mean, they brought it onto themselves. They nudged the hacker saying, oh, we got a hack-proof fucking PS3 coming out and everything, and it's going to get hacked. It's going to. I mean, people will find their way around it, so.
Yeah, they always do. I mean, you can't give somebody a piece of hardware and assume that they're not going to be able to hack it. They have the system. Like, they can play with it.
Right. Doodle around.
I think that may be why we'll see a bigger move to cloud gaming in the future, though. Because without the system to hack,
it's a matter of time. You got to wait till everyone's got T3 like quality lines where it takes only 10 minutes to download a game, and then there's no reason to go to the store, and I'm completely fine with that. It's cool.
All right. All right, Jeff.
I think Jeff had a big piece of news.
Yeah. Why don't you hit your news, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. My big piece of news, Child of Eden, has been delayed. I know you guys were all waiting on it.
Can you go over this again? Because I have no idea what the hell that is.
Child of Eden, was that Ubisoft?
It's for a Kinect, right?
Kinect game.
Yeah. And on Move, I think.
Yeah, it's also on a Move. And you can play it with the controller.
Right.
It's basically like Rez. It's by the guy who made Rez.
Yeah.
I wasn't being really serious.
That's not my big news. But yeah, it's been delayed until summer. I didn't make it up. It's true. It's news, but it's not big.
Yeah, no one cares about that. I mean, what if the Conduit 2 gets delayed? Nobody cares.
I guess.
By the way, did you guys see who the main villain in the Conduit 2 is?
Obama.
No, but it's a president. It's President John Adams.
Oh, shut up. Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
I did not make that up.
That game's going to be terrible.
I wish I was making it up, in fact.
Yeah. All right, so what was your big news, Jeff?
John Adams.
The 3DS launch lineup has been revealed.
Revealed to many Oz.
It has stuff. There are games.
18 of them to be exact.
18, yeah, 18. And I guess like there's like 30 within the launch window. Nintendo, their first party titles are Pilot Wings Resort, Steel Diver, and Nintendogs Plus Cats. None of which I really want to play. I don't know what's like. Steel Diver is like a submarine game, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's the like down periscope type game.
Which I mean,
periscope
probably isn't that good.
I love that movie.
It's probably okay, but you know, it's not something you're gonna be popping in 3 years from now, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, it's like one of those probably like, yeah, I want to see how it's. It uses the gyroscopes, so
yeah.
Like it's not even a game you could sit down and play. You actually need to be able to move your body and the 3DS around to play it. So it's kind of like a gimmicky title.
Yeah, exactly. And Pilot Wings Resort, I mean, Pilot Wings is okay, but the footage I've seen of it, it looks like it's Wii Sport Resort with like Pilot Wings.
Just calling it Pilot Wings.
Yeah. It's like the flying thing. It looks exactly like it. It's the same island as Wii Sports Resort.
Shut up.
Yeah, dude.
That's lazy.
And then you have like
Nintendogs plus cats.
That could probably be the best game that comes out on release.
Yeah.
I don't want to play any of those.
That makes me. That makes me feel good about the 3DS. Then
the dog comes out and licks your face in 3D.
So are there any games we might actually want to play?
Oh.
I mean, Not really. I mean, it's a lot of like remakes and ports and shit. And there's like, you know, there's Super Street Fighter, Sims 3. I would play Sims 3, but I mean, I already have Sims 3 on 360. You know,
right?
Madden, a bare bones Madden.
Sweet. Oh, how do we know it's bare bones? Are we sure about that?
I read an article. Yeah,
that's what it's called, bare bones Madden.
It's literally called that.
I read some article somewhere that's like basically like the Wii Madden.
Oh, great!
Right.
You know what looks okay? There's Super Monkey Ball on it, and you can actually play it with the little.
I like Super Monkey Ball too.
Your mom loves Super Monkey Ball.
It would be nice to play, you know, Super Monkey Ball with analog controls again. It's been a while.
Right.
So that, I mean, whatever. There's nothing there. I mean, there's nothing that I would buy. There's Rayman 3D. I don't know if that's like a remake of Rayman 1 or 2, or I don't know if it's a new one. Do you guys know anything about that?
I don't know anything about that.
So Nintendo does realize if they're going to release a new gaming system that they have to release, like, actual games, right?
Yeah. And it's, like, the big ones, like, that people are waiting for are all remakes. So it's like, when the hell is the new stuff going to come out?
Like, and Zelda and Kid Icarus aren't even really launch window games, are they?
No, they're not. I mean, they could come as late as after July. Like, it could come in, it could be their big games of the year.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. And really, like, how hard would it have been for them to sit down and pump out a new, like, Super Mario Brothers game that showed off the 3D, showed off what this system could do. Like, that would have gotten me excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Anything. Or, any, you know, like, care. Good. I want the system still, but I could definitely wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know if I will wait. I think I still might just buy it and get something shitty for it and be like, yeah, this is the best.
And then it'll sit on your toilet for...
Yes, forever. Until it falls in the toilet accidentally.
And then they're like, God damn it, $250 3D machine.
Oh, you know what? Now it is a must buy. There is Ridge Racer.
Oh, God.
Ridge Racer.
Is that like Speed
Giant
Racer?
Giant enemy crab.
No, no,
it's Speed Racer. You have like the worst intro music I've ever heard in my life. That'd be terrible.
It's not.
Do that again. Go Speed Racer.
You don't remember? Did you ever see Speed Racer, Fozzie?
Yeah, I saw it. It was very intense. He was doing all sorts of, oh my god, type looks.
No, I mean like the old cartoon.
Yeah, he was always freaking out, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. And he always had, like,
Oh, yeah. There was some freaking out going on.
I think we have a Speed Racer fan here.
Did anyone see the movie?
Oh, no.
I heard the movie was decent, dude. Oh, you didn't like it, Tony? I heard it was, like...
I heard the movie was awful, but
yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Javi was going on about it the other day, I think.
Oh, great.
Well, don't Javi liked it. It must have been terrible. I love you, Javi.
Asphalt 3D. Cool. Like, really? That's one of the titles?
Yeah, some good shit there. God. You know what? They need to put up the whatchamacallit, the shop where you can download old Game Boy games. Then I'm in.
Virtual console. Yeah, but that won't even be available at launch, I hear.
I think it's like in May, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, they're coming out Game Boy games?
Why can't FFE up the first day, man?
Yeah, that should be out the first day. Like,
this is Nintendo, they'll take their time.
Why is the virtual console on the 3DS only going to be Game Boy games and like Game Boy Color games? Why isn't it Nintendo games and Super Nintendo games? The system can obviously handle it.
Right. Well, they have the virtual console.
Right, but, like, double dip. Like, they love the double dip.
Right. Our money is out there to be fucking spent on games that are 15 years old.
Yeah, you know what?
Spend it, damn it.
If they gave me a portable system where I could play my old Nintendo games and my old Super Nintendo games and maybe some, like, Genesis games thrown in, I'd be all over that.
I'm excited for the Game Boy games, though, just because I missed out on the Zeldas for it, so I want to play those, you know? Link's Awakening and shit. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Zelda sucks. Fuck Zelda.
You're dead to me.
All right. Is that it? We got anything else for news?
I think that's all the news.
Yeah, sure. Gears of War 3, September. We kind of mentioned that already, though. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other news, but it's just it's not as good as the news we've already talked about.
Yeah, our news was the best. So. All right, so do we have some questions?
We do.
Listener mail.
Listener mail, motherfuckers.
Right. All right.
Who's got it?
All right. From the Twitter account, Gigawatt Conduit asks, am I wrong in putting my faith in Crysis 2 and Prototype 2? Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Prototype 2, definitely.
Like, yes.
Crysis 2, maybe not. But definitely Prototype. Oh, dear.
It depends on which version of Crysis 2 you're talking about. Like, the PC version is probably going to be good.
Right.
I don't have a whole lot of faith in the console version.
The multiplayer wasn't bad, though.
It's Call of Duty with superpowers.
I will end you on this podcast.
Okay. That's what it felt like to me. It felt very Call of Duty-ish, but with, like... superpowers.
Shut up. How can you say that when I said Gears without Kaya?
But I played the game. I played the multiplayer. It felt like Call
of Duty. You played the demo. Get out of here.
I played the multiplayer.
You're dead to me.
It felt like Call of Duty.
I never got the demo to work.
You could jump.
It did feel like Call of Duty-ish.
Okay. I mean, so, we don't know what it's going to be like. It looked good, though. Yeah. The game looked good.
True.
That was about it for me.
That was pretty.
I heard there were some issues with the frame rate and lag.
Oh.
Yeah, lag was kind of
bad. I couldn't get the goddamn thing to work.
Well, there's another problem.
I think that's a bigger problem, isn't it? Yeah.
Can't get it to work. You might want to pop a couple, call the doctor in the morning. Giggity.
Giggity.
All right. Nice.
Alright, so yeah, Prototype sucks. Crysis could be okay.
Yeah, Prototype would be awful.
That would suck. Even if it's good, it sucks.
Yes.
It's still, yeah. Oh my god.
The game's so stupid. So fucking stupid.
Alright, so what's our next question?
Let's see. Nacho asks, how bad will the new Dukem game be?
Oh, it's going to be good. What are you talking about?
It's going to be bad.
It's not going to be good.
It's not going to be, like, unplayable bad.
Yeah, Gearbox will make it playable.
You guys are going to eat your words.
That game has been delayed to high hell, man.
For, like, 15 years.
And Duke Nukem is not as, like, edgy as he used to be. I mean, there's so many other action heroes that look just like him now.
You can pee in a toilet, though.
Now it's more nostalgic than edgy, so...
Sweet, you can pee in a toilet.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You guys are going
to... You just want for the titties.
I'm going to buy this game just to piss you guys off and just talk about it like it's Epic Mickey for the rest of the...
Why would it piss us off at all?
But
your money that's being spent.
Yeah, if it's good, that's no problem. But if you're just
telling us
it's great... Well, you guys are behind our back going, this game is so fucking terrible, I hate it.
Stop your high horse for a second.
Well, you guys are assuming it's going to suck, I mean, just because it's been delayed.
Oh, it's going to suck.
I'm sure the build of the game we're going to play is from the last couple of years. You know, I'm sure everything...
Well, right, but some of the code is old. A lot of the principles in the game are going to be old things that other people don't use anymore because better things have come along.
Well, maybe not everything has to be new. Maybe everything
it's not necessarily that they're good because they're new. It's good because they're better.
Jeff wants you to be wrong, and he wants you to be wrong right now.
I think Gearbox is just finishing... what 3D Realms had.
I think most of what 3D Realms had was done in the last 2 or 3 years. I think they completely scrapped what they had a couple times. I would hope so, because why the fuck would it take them so long to do, man?
Because they realized it wasn't a very good game, so they didn't want to freaking put it out there, and then they haven't yet.
So then they went back to the drawing board, and they made it Duke. More Duke. better dude.
Then they turned around and went back to the drawing board again. Went back to the drawing board again. What makes you think that, like, the fourth or fifth time they went to the drawing board, they got it right?
Hey, I'm okay with it being like
they used monkeys this time.
Okay.
I have like, a feeling though that regardless of how well this Duke Nukem sells, there will be another Duke Nukem game, and it'll be made proper by Gearbox, and maybe that one will be good.
That's true.
Well,
maybe.
I bet you this thing's gonna sell through the roof, and you guys are gonna.
It'll sell all right.
I bet it
that's
sells.
That's not our. That's not our defense. Our defense is that. Is it going to blow monkey balls?
I might buy it just out of morbid curiosity.
Yeah. Me too. I think I am going to out of morbid curiosity. Although it does come out right around L.A. Noire, which is game of the year shit right there.
That is potential. It's going to be like Heavy Rain, except more detectives. It's going to be great. Oh, yeah, no.
Any other
it's going to be top five. I think it's top five.
All right, so it sounds like, Nacho, that three of us think Duke is going to suck, and Jeff thinks we're all going to be terrible.
And Jeff is wrong. That's basically how it goes.
Basically. I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt, because I like the old Duke Nukem, so. Whatever. Haters.
Haters going to hate. All right, what's our next question?
All right, Zephyr Gamgee asks, why don't you noobs, save for Hefe, dislike not want to play Zelda?
That's a good question, Zephyr. I think they need the answer for themselves.
Oh, it's him to shut it first off.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll go first here. I have played Zelda. I really love A Link to the Past. I think.
Hell yeah.
Wind Waker is decent up until you have to go in the boat for long periods of time.
Oh.
And then every other game I've ever played in that series bores me to tears.
Alright, here's the problem.
Majora's
Mask series,
is amazing, come on, man.
When a series has been around for 20 years and uses the same exact archetypes in every single game, it gets boring and you don't want to play it anymore.
I guess that's why, you know, Mario sucks and freaking Madden sucks.
I have been arguing that Mario needs to do something about
it. It's not like the fucking sport of football has changed in the past 20 years.
Hey, I don't want to hear it.
Will you please pronounce his name properly? It is Mario.
Yeah, please.
I don't want it to be different. I like Zelda because it's Zelda. I don't get why.
That's fine, but you can go back and play the same one over again as opposed to buying a brand new game. It's exactly
the
same.
New one,
graphics.
Because they have different dungeons and different puzzles.
I can go back and play the good one.
Shut your fanboy face.
Dude, I'm not a fanboy. Everyone likes Zelda except you guys. You guys are wrong.
That's not true. I've met a lot of people that don't like Zelda. Let me tell you that much. Prepare to have your mind blown.
Although Chris is right that A Link to the Past is the best Zelda, but it's also the best game ever made, which I don't know if he agrees on that.
No. That goes.
Oh, we...
TIE Fighter.
Oh,
followed by Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man.
And then Dante's Inferno.
So wait, so why again do you guys not like Zelda?
Yeah,
because of 8 amazing Nintendo games?
No. I never really got into the game. I don't know. Maybe my ADD kicked in, but it wasn't exciting for me. You just go into insert. You remember that I hate dungeons, though, and that's pretty much all Zelda is that you go into a dark place, like a cave or a dungeon, you find something, you figure out a puzzle, and then you're out, and then you move on.
I guess you
didn't
like fucking, I don't know, Elder Scrolls. They had caves.
No, fuck that, dude. And I didn't like, first off, I didn't like the cave missions for Elder Scrolls. I used to always just make those my last priority. Secondly, it was a lot more outside. So you lose on both aspects, buddy. Try again.
I love going through like a big temple and solving all the puzzles and getting the big key. And it's, I don't know, man. You guys need to reassess yourselves.
I don't know. It's just not for me. I can play it up to a point, and then it just feels like it gets repetitive. And
well, I like that you like Link to the Past and Wind Waker because those really are really really good Zelda games. So
I like Wind Waker up to like when you're really like the boat portions just get really long and drawn out. It's like
At first, though, they do have, like, a cool atmosphere to them.
Oh, yeah, and it's like, this is cool at first, and it's like, I'm still doing this.
Yeah, I mean, especially, like, there's, like, a fetch quest you have to do near the end, which is stupid, but I'd still replay that right now, man.
Yeah.
I should.
I mean, and that's cool. Like, I mean, not every game has to be for every person. Like, we don't like Zelda fighting games, so
Zelda has
I don't think Zelda needs to be for everyone.
I don't know. I think Zephyr would agree with me.
He might.
I think everyone
is wrong.
It's only the number one franchise ever. That's okay.
It's only because they
released. Yeah, you keep doing that, and then you keep giving Nintendo money. They're going to keep releasing this shit.
I hope they do keep releasing it.
Hey, you're dead to me.
I don't know. I don't particularly care if they change the formula. It's just not my type of game, so.
It's nuts. All right, I'm going to cry now.
Okay.
That's nice.
Tony had to step out for a moment, so I'll ask the next question here. Gigawatt Conduit asks, are you guys pissed that you all died in my story? If so, I'm never going to any gaming con where you're when you're there.
Yes.
Yes, I was not happy.
I don't know.
I did not like to die.
Did you die? Did Fozzie die?
Of course Fozzie died.
I died.
I died too. I think I was tortured, in fact.
I thought
Wait, how did I die?
I think we were kidnapped, tortured, and killed and replaced. I think that's what happened.
So it's on the old blogs or my IGN?
So technically we were never alive during the story. I think that's...
Yeah, so you weren't killed by him. Like...
He did kill us off, but not in the course of the story.
I don't know. It was a cool story. I liked it.
It was great. I mean,
read it.
I didn't read it yet, but...
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I
it was really good, man.
It was really good.
No, I read it. I read it. I will confess to reading it. It's not bad. You should read his story. He does kill us off, though.
It's fine. He, like, kind of places us in, like, the Halo universe, and we have this...
I would definitely be Master Chief, just saying.
I don't think you were.
In fact, he died.
Or you were Master evil, Chief I'm not sure. Die.
I'll fucking respawn.
I think you might have been evil, Fozzie.
Awesome.
No, he wasn't evil. He was replaced by someone...
Who was evil.
Yes.
Damn it.
You guys should go read it. It's on the old blogs. blogs.ign.com. Which will be there till Monday.
For the,
Tuesday.
Next 4 days.
Real blogs.
Oh. Them fighting words, Jeffrey. Don't use that here.
Alright, Tony, you want to read the last question?
Alright. If my pod... This is from Mushrooms. Sarah has a question for us. If my podcast were to challenge your podcast to a PAX Flip Cup tourney, would you accept...
I still don't even know what the fuck this Flip Cup thing is.
But we don't back down from no one.
That's right.
First off, you just unleashed hell, young lady. We will end you. We will show no remorse. It will just be humiliation.
Does this involve drinking quickly?
You worry about that.
Yes, it involves drinking very quickly and then flipping a cup up and
flip
landing
cup.
On its top.
See, the beauty about Flip Cup compared to beer pong is that beer pong is like a maximum of 4 people. Flip Cup has an endless amount. You can have 10 on 10. It doesn't matter. And you drink very quickly. You drink a third of a beer every game, and every game takes like a minute. So, I mean, you could down a 12-pack real quick.
I don't know if you want me on your team for this. I think Sarah could get my ass. I don't drink that quickly. I'm a
in this you will.
Dude, it's 2 gulps. It's 2 gulps. You will. Trust me, because when you get into it, it's basically like someone starts it, and then there's that anchor, like the last guy, and he has to be the most clutch guy, or he fucks everyone over. And it's fun just to go down like the line and like stare at the other person. It's a good game to play.
Well, I'm assuming that Fozzie, you would be the clutch guy then, because I've seen you drink on Tiny Chat and you like do shots like crazy and shit. Like me, but
the skill is drinking and then flipping the cup. Like, you have to be good at flipping the cup. That's
yeah.
So like, how do you flip the cup? It's all about flipping the cup. Do you just flip it over?
Like, you have it face up, and then you have it on the edge like you would like a paper football or something. And then you use like two fingers. I like to use two fingers. You know, stick that right in there, and then you just flip it. Just flip it over till it lands face down.
Is there now, a beer?
If you're a professional. No, yes. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you drink the beer, and then the cup is empty.
God damn it, Jeff.
And then you have to flip the cup.
Yeah, exactly. You have to flip the empty cup so it faces down. Now, the trick is, if you're a professional like myself, it's only one rotation. It's just you go up, and you just give it just enough so that it flips right over. Some people that are amateurs, like maybe you guys, will probably do like six or seven fucking like.
I get it on the first try most of the time.
Okay,
I'm highly skilled.
So we're going to have to be like the last two. So we'll let like Jeff and Chris be like the front guy, so we know what to deal with. Because it's kind of like a
Jeff and I have no idea what the hell you're talking.
Yeah.
About.
I, mean, only, I don't ever feel
you're
drinking.
You're literally only as good as like the other person, like there are people on your team, because there's times where like the anchor won't even drink because no, it didn't get to him. But trust me, you'll love it. It's so much fun. It's intense as shit too. So, I mean, you're going to have a blast, trust me.
And nothing is more intense than shit, let me tell you.
I just hope I'm not passed out by, like, 10 p.m. because of this game, because that would make me very sad.
Jeff
and,
is in the corner.
We'll draw on you.
Yeah, but we're not going back down from you, Sire, so.
I'll bring it to her.
Remember,
special like that.
Anybody else have any questions, or is that it?
That was the last question I had.
I don't think so. I haven't looked. I'm not going to look either.
All right. So,
all right.
Call that a wrap tonight. we'll be back next week where we'll talk.
Actually play some Killzone.
I'll actually have played some Bulletstorm and, be able to
help.
It's not Gears with cover.
you also talk about how Apple releases technology every year.
Oh, all right. Do you want to talk about that right now?
Yeah, we can talk about that real quick. Right, I just think that instead of making like an iPad like version 1.5, the fact they're making an iPad 2, that pisses me off. It's a goddamn sequel to something that's only been out for a year.
But why does that piss you off?
Because it's like when computers come out, they don't come out with a completely redesigned computer every year. They just like
with a new one every like 3 months.
No. Peepity poppity. I'm saying like they come out with like upgrades for it. Like they don't like change the whole thing about it. I don't like this iPad. I don't like it. And you could quote me on that.
I don't know. I view it like just about any other technology company.
Should be a fucking iPad version 1.1 or something. Not a stupid iPad 2. I'm not happy.
I mean, just look at it as like, I mean, they're calling it the iPad 2, but really it's just...
I don't like it when they already know that they have the technology in their fucking things and they just don't want to. Like, they're probably going to put a camera on this and they're going to sell like 2 million more units when they could have easily put a camera in the first one.
Yeah, and they could have easily put a camera in the first one. Might have cost them an extra $200 to sell it or whatever, and you know, they wait for the components to become more available. And it, I mean, they throw it out there. You don't need to buy it. One, you don't need to buy it at all. You didn't have to buy the first one. You don't have to buy the second one. And like if you have one, like it doesn't make the iPad 1 obsolete. Like you can still use the iPad 1. Like I'm still using my iPhone 3G, and like they've released the 3GS and the 4, but at this point.
Okay, so
for being an early adopter,
right?
Yeah, they come out with like a better processor or something where it's going to play better games.
Well, I mean, that's what you get with any technology, though. Like my computer was obsolete the moment I bought it. Like
I don't like your attitude, young man.
I bought it $2,000 gaming laptop, and a month later, like, Asus released a new version of it, like, that was more powerful. They really, it was a quad core. Like, mine was a dual core when I bought it. That was the best you could get at the time. And then, like,
you're dead.
A month later, 2 months later, they were like, we have a quad core in that now. Like, damn you people.
That's another reason I don't buy, like, that's why I don't game on PCs. It's just stupid, dude. Well, it's not stupid. Not to
it's stupid.
Piss everyone off. It's just like, dude, you can't keep up with it. Yeah. I don't think I've chased everyone away already anyway, so.
Fuck.
Keep shit on.
Do you get upset literally. At, do you get upset at Nintendo for releasing different versions of their handhelds?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
But they do it every, like, 2 years at least, not every year, year and a half.
And up till now, you've been able to play all the same.
Didn't they release, like, the DSi and, like, the big fat one in the same year? Like,
yeah, but no matter what, you could play any game that you could play on the DS, you could play on the DSi.
Well, that's not true.
Except for Guitar Hero.
Because, what? Yeah, well, or...
Yeah, there were some games that you could play.
They took away the...
most you could.
GBA slot. So,
going Chris, just shut your sense and get out of here and just end this podcast. Right?
All right.
Enough of you. Get a drink, not the thing.
All right. Well, I think Jeff and I are going to be on Tiny Chat on Sunday, if you listen to this before then, to watch the Oscars. So.
Oh, my God. You guys are doing that?
Yeah, I brought this up last night in Tiny Chat, and everyone was like, boo! And I'm like, no, it'll be cool, man. Whatever.
It's like, we will be on there, and we'll be bringing down your party.
So we're gonna they will ban you in like 2 minutes. What are you talking about? You better start your own fucking Tiny Chat. I'll ban you myself. Wait, man. Like, get this shit out of here.
I'll just keep logging in under a different name.
It's fucking ours.
Baba Ganoush, it doesn't work like that. If I ban you, you're banned.
Shit to me.
You become moderate.
I will not stand for this shit.
Oh, you will, and you'll like it.
Let's see about this.
We'll see how this goes.
I predict a disaster. That's just me.
I don't think anyone really cares. I bet you most people will be watching it. Everyone says that they don't watch it, but they do.
No, they don't. They really don't.
Anne Hathaway is going to be the host. She's hot.
Yeah. It's going to be fine. Don't listen
you
to
guys
that.
Are so freaking juvenile. Let me just say that.
Yeah. Yeah, us. So we will... we'll see you next week.
Adios.
Bye.
El Jefe signing off.
I am El Jefe.
That man is not Spanish.